Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I want to paint a picture for you. Not a literal picture, that would be bad. A figurative one. It's a still, quiet night. It's a dark night. There's not very many lights in the sky except for that one big star that seems to just hover over the town. In the distance, you can hear the sheep far off, all that bleating. The town itself is quite still. Everyone's asleep. And the only rustling you hear is from a few restless and hungry cattle by a nearby stable. Inside the stable rests a new young mother and father with this tiny baby boy wrapped up in a blanket and laid in this hay of the manger. It's a scene that we all know fairly well. Serene picture of the carols like Away in a Manger in O Little Town of Bethlehem. And then after this, we know the great heavenly host comes in with their beautiful and joyous chorus singing, "Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth." Now compare that with what we just heard in this stanza from "Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence." Rank on rank, the host of heaven spreads its vanguard on the way, as the light of light descending from the realms of endless day, that the powers of hell may vanish. I have a different translation than we sang. As the darkness clears away. It's a stark difference. In all of our stories and the media of Christmas, we have this beautifully familiar picture of the night of Jesus' birth. And then here, as we sing and listen to this hymn tonight, we have a very different scene. A scene of warrior angels pouring out of heaven to wage war against the forces of Satan. Sounds like a blockbuster movie waiting to happen. So what does this have to do with our baby Jesus Christmas? While I know that we like that beautiful picture of Christmas, we know that Jesus didn't come to earth to remain this tiny baby in a manger. His very name tells us why he came. When the angel Gabriel comes to Mary, he says, "You're to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Jesus came for you. He became a man for you. He came to this earth so he could die and that you might live. But Jesus also came to rise from the dead. It can be so easy for us to get fixated on the little baby Jesus. But it also can be really easy for us to get fixated on Jesus on the cross. But if Jesus didn't also rise from the dead, then our faith is in vain. That's what the scriptures tell us. And it's true. In the resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ claims victory. That's what this stanza from "Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence" is all about. Jesus Christ, the victor. The light of light that descends from heaven to vanquish the powers of hell and darkness. If Jesus remained in the grave, then Satan would have been the victor. But Jesus did not remain in the grave. Jesus, who was the Son of God, the Messiah, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, this Jesus, his name is vindicated. We know Jesus is who he said he was and who the scriptures proclaim him to be because God himself raises him from the dead, confirming his claims. And in that risen Jesus, the devil's lies are defeated. You know, it's not every day that we look at Christmas as the beginning of a battle. But that is exactly what we're talking about here. The birth of Jesus in this world marks an incredibly important event. The day that our God himself entered the fray. He entered the fray to rescue us from the clutches of Satan. You know, it's the moment in that big movie when things get serious. The climax. It's the time for the showdown. The boxing gloves are coming off. God prepares to take command. Last week, we focused on Jesus coming to earth as a man. And it was for you that he did this, and that's true. But Christ also came into this world to fight this fight. It's the cosmic struggle that we see in so many stories around us. And you just need to go to the movies and to see it. It's the light versus the dark, good versus evil, Frodo and the Fellowship of the Ring against Sauron and the forces of Mordor. I guess it's Star Wars right now. So it's the Jedi versus the Sith. I don't think that's a perfect analogy, but we're going to just move on past that. Even in our storytelling, we know that there is this struggle in the very fabric of this world that we live in. The epic tales of our world are modeled after this very concept, that a hero would come and conquer the forces of darkness and bring light to the world. One of the readings that we read almost every Christmas from Scripture is from John chapter 1. And in John 1, we read these words. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus is that light. Jesus came to put an end to darkness and not just suppress it, because this world is a dark place. It's a place of skin knees and broken bones, a place where people steal packages off doorsteps, a place where trains run off train tracks. It's a place that needs light. And Jesus came for you, but he also came for this world. Because in sin, the very ground that we stand on is tainted. And so, we wait. On Easter morning, Jesus rose from the dead to claim victory over death, victory over the powers of sin and the devil. But Jesus is not finished. Jesus will come again. He is going to come back to finish what he started. And that's what Advent is all about. The coming of our Lord Jesus. It's about more than this baby Jesus. It's about a risen and reigning King Jesus who will come back. The King that leads his forces of angels into the fray to subdue this enemy once and for all, to claim victory for you, for me, for the entire world. that we would no longer be captive to the powers of darkness in this world, but free. Free in Christ Jesus. And on that day, when Jesus comes back, the powers of hell will certainly be vanquished, and the darkness will be cleared away once and for all. Amen.